Radio live here in Pratt, Kansas. And it all comes down to this, for the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. And for the McLeod Bulldogs, the defending champs, three wins away from hoisting a trophy once again. Good morning to you here in Pratt. Brandon Tatman with you. Neil Weiland, our studio producer, here on KARE 93.7 FM. The McLeod Bulldogs, number one ranking and number one seed in this field with a record of 25-2. They won the Valley Falls Regional last week, wins over Horton, Donovan West, and then Valley Falls in the championship game. Standing in their way in the quarterfinals is the eighth seed in the Thunderbirds of Pratt Skyline. A record of 10-13, they won the regional that they hosted as the four seed with wins over South Central, Stanton County, and Medicine Lodge in the championship game. Thanks again for tuning in. McLeod softball coverage here on KARE 93.7. It's powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 for more information. After a quick timeout, you'll hear my conversation with McLeod head coach Ballard Patterson. We are off and running for state softball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
High school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're on KARE 93.7 FM. The McLeod softball team looking to defend their Class 2-1A state championship, and it starts here today with the first-round game out in Pratt as they are the top seed in the tournament once again, taking on Pratt Skyline, the Thunderbirds. We are joined now by Ballard Patterson, the head coach of the Bulldogs softball team. And Coach, obviously you win the state championship last year, first title not just in softball history but in school history. You bring back a lot of pieces. You lose a couple of really good players from last year, but the expectations certainly, again, high. You get to this point, you win regionals, have a dominant year once again, winning the Northeast Kansas League and an opportunity to, of course, defend that state championship. Just take us through the season as a whole and how'd you feel it went for the most part?
We had a great time this year. My biggest thing with the girls is to make sure that they're always having fun. Our biggest goal is to keep a smile on their face and make sure that they never leave softball practice or a game in a bad mood or, you know, feeling like they failed. Our girls are 25-2 to this point, and our two losses were against last year's defending 3A state champion, Rossville. And we know we did not play well that night, and we would have loved to have been able to play them again the next night, because I think things might have been different. But as far as the season goes, the girls worked really, really hard, and they were very focused. This group of seniors, Marissa Carey, Anna Patz, and Summer Wyatt, they're all three wrestlers, and they're just that hard-nosed, tough kid that great leadership qualities, and they really set the tone for our team this year.
Let's talk about the regional tournament, and of course, things were being moved around a lot that week with weather, and you know the girls had to adapt and adjust to that, but it seemed like they did okay with it. And the regional championship game, a very familiar opponent in Valley Falls, but the Dragons took you the distance, a 4-1 game. Talk about that regional championship game and what you saw from your team there.
Well, Steve Surratt's a great coach. I mean, he's going to do some good things over there at Valley Falls. I think that we left a lot of runners on base, and we kind of had the Adams. Some of our really best hits went right into somebody's glove. We counted three different occasions where we had runners on second and third where we really hit the ball really well. It just went directly into somebody's glove. And, you know, that's a recipe for a low-scoring game. We felt like we could have gotten 10, you know, pretty easily, but we couldn't extend innings with just some bad luck on the hitting. But then also we didn't come up with that timely hit like we usually do, where we string together four or five in a row. Cinda did what she does. She goes out, gets on base, steals bases, moves around. She scored every time she came up to bat. But then we weren't able to generate a lot of offense. And a lot of that was just, we just had the atoms. We just kept hitting the ball right at people.
I want to talk about your junior and Danny Lee. And we had a couple of minutes to chat after that regional championship game. And you called her the best player in the state. What makes her, in your eyes, the best in the state?
Well, what makes her the best player in the state and probably one of the best players I've ever coached, and I've had All-Americans, high school All-Americans at McClough. The best player in the state is somebody who's doing the work when no one else is looking, and that is Danny Lee, for sure. She works harder in the off season and works harder on her game when no one's around, when no one else is looking, than any player I've ever coached. She spends a lot of hours on that pitching and her hitting. And, you know, that's why she's a Liberty University Division I recruit and going to play for one of the best coaches that have ever coached the game in Dot Richardson.
You've had some other players really step up as well. You mentioned, of course, Crescenda Bandel. You got Abby Patch. You got Leanna Patch. Just everybody putting up numbers. So it's really just a 1-9 thing. And you get a lot of production from the bottom of the lineup as well, which is obviously going to be a key factor.
Yeah. So we use the short game with our slappers, and they have been instrumental all year long. Those three girls that are hit 8, 9, and 1 are, they're very fast, and they make it really tough for you to get a rest at the end of the order. A lot of times when you're calling pitches or something, you go, okay, we're 7, 8, 9 here. These kids are 7, 8, 9 for a reason. Well, it's kind of just the opposite with us. We're going to keep the pressure on in the bottom of the order. And, those kids are all carrying 450 batting averages and high on base percentage. And, you know, we can bounce things around and make it really tough for you to defend us.
A couple more minutes here with McClough softball coach Ballard Patterson getting set for the quarterfinal matchup here at the state tournament in Pratt, taking on the Thunderbirds of Pratt Skyline. We'll talk about them in a moment. But, Coach, I just want to get your thoughts on the community engagement, you know, that fan base, the parents, community in general, supporting this team, not just this year but in years past. Talk about the community and what they mean to this team.
Well, McClough is my hometown, and I'm either related to or very close to most of the people who live here. I love McClough, and they have really shown this year a great support for the team. We've had, like I said, we have a parade scheduled at 1:00 today for the kids. And last year when we got back from state, they had fireworks for us. There was probably 400 or 500 people up there to greet us when we came home. And, it's just that McClough is Americana. It's a small town farming community, and we get behind our school and our school sports. And, I'm just so blessed to be a part of it. And the girls really love it, and they just soak up the support from the town.
Let's talk about the opponent today in the first round. You take on Pratt Skyline. They are the Thunderbirds, the 8 seed, 10 wins and 13 losses. You know, a pretty young team, and they got a few upsets in their regional to get out here to the state tournament. How much prep have you been able to do on them? What can you tell us about your opponent here today in the quarterfinals?
Okay, so we looked at we've been able to follow a lot of their games and go back and look through their some of their stats and finishes along the year. They are young. I think that they have a strong pitcher. She's young too, and there's they're pretty good behind the plate. The thing is I look at their schedule, and I don't recognize a lot of the teams that they played against. And I don't think that they play the same type of schedule we do up here in Northeast Kansas. But you never know. 10 and 13 doesn't mean anything if your 13 losses are to strong teams. So you know, we're going to get down there and we're going to play McClough High School softball and not really worry that much about Pratt Skyline. We're going to do what we do well and try not to beat ourselves. And I think if we do that, we're in pretty good shape.
Great stuff as always. Ballard Patterson, McClough softball coach, the defending champs, get an opportunity to defend that title here, and it starts in the quarterfinals here on KARE 93.7 FM, taking on the Thunderbirds of Pratt Skyline here. That is the 1-8 matchup and the first game of this Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament. Coach, congratulations again on all the success. Good luck here today in the quarterfinals, and appreciate your time as always.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. And I just want to personally thank you for all that you do for high school sports in Northeast Kansas, your station, and the coverage that you guys provide. You know, this is a big deal for those kids when they're able to go back and listen to you guys' your streams, and they're able to go back and listen to their games. I mean, the girls really get a big kick out of that. It makes them feel really special. And your coverage is outstanding. We appreciate you a lot.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, Coach. And, again, good luck today. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right. Thank you.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Coverage of the McClough Bulldogs here in the Class 2-1A State Softball Championship Tournament brought to you by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Tedman and Neil Weiland with you here today as McClough looks to defend their Class 2-1A state title, and it starts in the quarterfinals with Pratt Skyline. The 1-8 matchup, and here is the lineup cards for today. We'll start with the Thunderbirds of Pratt Skyline, 10 wins and 13 losses. Sarah Reyes leads things off. She is at third base. Corey Anschutz is at shortstop, batting second. Gabby Eubank is batting third. She is catching. Corbin Armstrong is pitching and batting fourth. Ashley Spies is in left field, batting fifth. Briley Ackerman is the center fielder, batting sixth. Grace Hoffman is in right field, batting seventh. Caitlin Hansen bats eighth. She is at second base. And Peyton Walker at first base and batting ninth. So again, for the Thunderbirds, Reyes at third, Anschutz at short, Eubank catching, Armstrong pitching, Spies in left, Ackerman in center, Hoffman in right, Hansen at second, and Walker is at first base. For the 25-2 McClough Bulldogs, the defending state champs under head coach Ballard Patterson, they go today like this in the quarterfinals. Crescenda Vandell leads it off. She is at shortstop. Summer Wyatt, she bats second base and is in center field. Janie Lee pitching. She bats third. Marissa Carey in the cleanup spot. She is at third base. Leanna Patch, she'll bat fifth and catch. Leanna Larson at second base, batting sixth. Elizabeth Sabelka, she bats seventh and plays first. Abby Patch will bat eighth and play left field. And Charlie Coffin, the right fielder, batting ninth. So again, for McClough, Vandell at short, Wyatt in center, Lee pitching, Carey at third, Patch catching, Larson at second, Sabelka at first, Abby Patch in left, and Charlie Coffin is in right field. Thanks again for hanging with us. The Bulldogs, the number one seed against the Thunderbirds of Pratt Skyline, the number eight seed and the best pitcher and reigning player of the year inside the circle. Danny Lee set to toss her first pitch here in the state tournament. Again, Neil Weiland in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, and the first pitch is swung on and missed. by the sophomore third baseman, Sarah Reyes, and it's no balls and one strike, and we are underway. Reyes, Anschutz, and Eubank here in the top of the first inning. There is a check swing, and she went around, and Reyes quickly down in the count, 0-2. Danny Lee, reigning player of the year, 18-2 record. She has struck out 257 batters in 113 innings pitched this year. Next pitch a little bit outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. A little bit overcast. You got some blue clouds, but 71 degrees here at first pitch. I said blue clouds, but that's not the case. And there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Reyes. And just like that, quick work for the first outs here in the ball game. So that is strikeout number 258 on the season for the sensational junior, Danny Lee. Here's Corey Anschutz, the junior shortstop, and a pitch catching the outside corner, and it's no balls and one strike. McLeod, they are 67-6 since the start of the 2022 season. Just an incredible run this team has been on over the last few years, and there's another check swing, but pitch was right down the middle of the plate, and it's quickly 0-2. McLeod has won four straight league championships. They have not lost a league game since 2021. There's a swing and a miss. Quick work once again. And a three-pitch strikeout. Anschutz is down. Two up and two down. And here is Gabby Eubank, the junior catcher. McLeod rocking the purple tops, black and white trim, black pants, purple socks, navy blue tops for the Thunderbirds with white and light blue trim and white pants. Two up, two down, no score, top one. There's a swing and a miss. The Eubank for strike number one. Eubank enters this tournament with a 262 average. This is her 89th plate appearance of the season. Lee again. Pitch was high. One ball and one strike. The defending state champion, McLeod Bulldogs, again impressive. They beat Hillsboro 9-2 in the first round game last year here on this field. Next pitch in there for a strike looking, and it's one ball and two strikes. And strikeout numbers for Danny Lee is absolutely absurd. Looking for her 260th strikeout of the season. And not on that pitch, a little bit high and outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Last year, again, she was player of the year and had just 118 strikeouts, but the innings pitched was way down compared to this year. A 2-2. Just a bit up and in, and the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. This is the 1-8 matchup in this tournament. Batting from the right side, Eubank. 3-2 counts, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and down she goes. All three strikeouts swinging, and just like that, make it 260 strikeouts on the season for Danny Lee. We've played half an inning. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Coverage of the McLeod softball team here at the state tournament, powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Salmon and Neil Weiland here on KAIR-FM. As we get you set for the bottom of the first inning, first time for the Bulldogs coming up, it'll be Crescenda Bandel, Summer Wyatt, and Danny Lee against Corbin Armstrong, the pitcher inside the circle for the Thunderbirds. And you look at Armstrong's numbers, a 5-6 record with a 6.69 ERA and 59 2/3 innings pitched. Here's a ground ball, first base side, and safe, and it's just like that. One pitch and an infield single for Crescenda Bandel. I don't even have enough time to read her stats, but impressive numbers. 6.42 average. That is her 62nd hit of the season and her 60th single of the season. And expect a stolen base. She has 68 of them. Quickly takes off. The pitch is low, and she is there standing up. 69 stolen bases now for Crescenda Bandel. And Summer Wyatt taking that first pitch inside. It's 1-0. The senior center fielder, Summer Wyatt, her 102nd plate appearance of the year, puts down a bunt beautifully left side. This is going to be a tough play. The throw is high, gets away, and a run is in. Wyatt's going to take second base on the throw, and just like that, not even five pitches in, and it's going to be a 1-0 lead, and now the ball gets kicked around again in the infield, and Wyatt's able to take third base. That's going to be an error by the third baseman in Reyes. And Bandel is quickly in, and just like that, McLeod is out to a 1-0 lead, and here is the reigning 2-1A player of the year in Danny Lee. Pitch by Armstrong is a little bit inside. One ball and no strikes. How about these numbers? 653 on the average, a 1.573 slugging percentage, 15 home runs, 52 RBIs. She's 10 off the pace RBI-wise from last year, where she had 62. And she is very capable, if they play all three games, to get 10 RBIs in that span to match. Two balls and no strikes here to Danny Lee. Wyatt at third base, nobody out, 1-0. And that one is absolutely belted, and that baby is out of here. Near the warning track in front of the 300 sign, and just like that, it is a 3-0 lead. Danny Lee with her 16th bomb of the year, and what a start for the reigning champs. It doesn't get much better than that, and absolutely no doubt shot over the field and left, and Spieth and left didn't even move. She watched it the entire way sail over her head and near the warning track at the 300 sign. The first three batters have reached and scored, and now here's Marissa Carey. Senior third baseman steps in, rips one left side, fielded by Anschutz, and a nice throw to first in time for the out. So Carey's down, and here's Leanna Pats, the senior catcher. Pats comes into the tournament. This will be her 95th plate appearance of the year. Average is 486. And a 1.341 OPS. She has 35 hits, 11 doubles, 2 home runs, and 29 RBIs. She will tie the right shoelace and step in from the right side against Corbin Armstrong. So a single by Bandel, and then Wyatt reached on an error, and then Danny Lee, a 2-run shot to left. A 3-0 start here for the reigning champs. First pitch a little bit inside the Pats, and it's one ball and no strikes. No common opponents for McLeod and Pratt Skyline here in 24. Here is a slow roller to the right side, but it spins foul. And Pats needs to come back to the box. One ball, one strike. This is a dynasty in the making, potentially, for McLeod. With what they have potentially next year as well, with Danny Lee coming back, Crescenda Bandel, only a junior, two All-State players from last season. Two balls and one strike here to Leanna Pats. Taking that one on the outside corner. Now a high fly ball, left side, shallow left field, coming on to make the catch is Spieth for out number two. So after the two-run home run by Danny Lee, a ground out and a fly out, and that brings up Leanna Larson. Larson, 87th plate appearance of the season, 353 average, 24 hits, 6 doubles, a home run, and 21 RBIs. And a swing and a miss at the first offering, and it's 0-1. Good start here for McLeod in game number one, and now a high fly ball left side, tailing into foul territory and unable to get there. as Ann shoots it short, and it's strike number two. So a single, an error, and a home run brings in the first three in the inning. And a ground out by Carey and a fly out by Leanna Patch. Two outs and nobody on. And Larson again quickly down 0-2. Pitch by Armstrong is a little looper right side. Bounce in front of Hansen. Played a first in time for the out. So three straight outs after the three-run score. But a highlight indeed. A bomb shot to left in a two-run variety for Danny Lee. 3-0 the McLeod lead after one inning. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speed, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at GiantCOMM.net.
Well, softball here in Pratt, powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Tam and Neil Weiland, Danny Lee quickly back to work. First pitch to Corbin Armstrong. Swung on and missed for strike number one. Lee struck out the side in the first and then hit a monster two-run home run in the bottom of the first. 3-0 the McLeod lead here in the second inning. Armstrong is swinging a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. So a very good start for the defending champs. A foul ball right back into the screen, and it's going to stay no balls and two strikes. Armstrong followed by Ashley Spies and Briley Ackerman. This is a young Thunderbirds lineup. It consists of just one senior. That is Caitlin Hansen, the second baseman. The rest are just juniors and sophomores. Little low and outside on that pitch. Good eye for Armstrong. It's one ball and two strikes. Crowd starting to fill up greatly here at the ballpark, and there's a swing and a miss. Four up and four down and four strikeouts for Danny Lee. All have been swinging, and that's the first out of the second inning. They swept the awards last year, Sports in Kansas, with Danny Lee, Player of the Year. Ballard Patterson was the Coach of the Year. Here's a bunt put down, and then it gets into the stands over the netting by Spies, and it's no balls and one strike. Sometimes that's the best option. You're facing a picture of this magnitude. It's just trying to get one in play. There is no doubt that Danny Lee, if they can cap off a run here and win their second straight, she could be easily Player of the Year and Pitcher of the Year. Another swing and a miss there by Spies. No balls and two strikes. And only a junior as well. Here's the 0-2. It is high. Good ball, or good eye there for Spies. One ball, two strikes. Carey at third. Bandel at short. Larson at second. Sabelka at first. Leanna Pats catching for Danny Lee. Abby Pats in left. Wyatt in center. Coffin is the right fielder defensively for the Bulldogs. There's a line shot foul. Good swing, but out in front of it was Spies, and it's one ball and two strikes. Pratt Skyline, 10 wins and 13 losses. They beat South Central, Stanton County, and Medicine Lodge in their regional tournament. They started 3-11, but have won 7 of their last 9 coming in. And there is a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on an off-speed pitch, and Spies well fooled, and down she goes. Two up, two down, make it 5 strikeouts and 5 ABs. And here is Ackerman, the junior center fielder. Ackerman enters the tournament here with a 189 average, 14 hits, and 13 RBIs. First pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Game two is the 4-5 matchup that is Inman and Thomas More Prep. So the winner of this one and the winner of that one will be in a semifinal tomorrow. There's another swing and a miss by Ackerman, and it's 0-2. Trying to strike out the side for a second straight inning. Nothing new for Danny Lee. Yes, sir. She sits it down, and just like that, three up, three down, and three more strikeouts. Make it six for Danny Lee in two innings of work. 1.5 in the books. 3-0, the defending champs here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taco John's valueist menu always gives you the most bang for your buck. For a limited time, get our new beefy tostada with perfectly seasoned 100% North American beef for $3, or our savory new refried bean tostada for just $2. With layers of cheddar, house-made pico de gallo, and queso fresco all atop a crispy tostada shell, it's also a lot of bang for your bite. New tostadas are here for a limited time, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Wasting no time here in the bottom of the second inning, Elizabeth Sabelka, first pitch swinging, a double to right center, bouncing right in front of the fence, probably about 5 feet away from a home run. And just like that, Sabelka at second base with nobody out. Here's Abby Patz, who steps in, pulls down a bunt, and then pulls the bat back quickly, and the pitch was outside. For ball one. So Sabelka at second base to start off this bottom of the second inning, a 3-0 McLeod lead here in game one of this state's championship tournament here in Pratt. Next pitch by Armstrong, bunt put down, but a foul tip and a throw down to third, and going back safely is Sabelka to second base. Charlie Coffin is on deck, 7-8-9 here to kick things off in the bottom of inning number two. Sabelka at second base, Pat batting from the left side, pitch low and outside, gets away, and Sabelka takes third base without a throw on the wild pitch. Two balls and one strike now on Abby Patz. Patz, 76 plate appearance, a 417 average, 30 hits, 28 singles, and 11 RBI. She puts down a bunt, and everyone's going to be safe, and now trying to come home, Sabelka gets caught in a pickle. And running back to third is Reyes, and everyone's going to be safe. So a bunt was put down, and then Pat's able to get to second base as Reyes was running Sabelka back to third. So another great start here for the Bulldogs. Now second and third base, nobody out. Here's the sophomore right fielder, Charlie Coffin. Open stance from the left side. Slap, left side, but popped up, playable, caught by Anschutz, the shortstop, and a big first out for Armstrong and company. That'll get us back to the top of the order. So here's Crescenda Bantel, didn't waste any time with an infield single in her first at-bat, stole second, and came around to score on the at-bat by Summer Wyatt, who reached on an error. And slaps it left side. There's going to be absolutely zero chance to get her at first, and that's going to score a run. Now a throw to third is not in time. The ball kicks away from Reyes, and everyone's going to be safe again. So Bandel, another RBI and a single for her, gets to second on the throw as Sabelka scores from third, and Pats is at third base. 4-0 now, the McLeod lead. We are in danger time for Pratt Skyline. Bulldogs wasting little time jumping out here in the quarterfinals. Here's Summer Wyatt, and she pops it up. Left side in the infield. Could be a tough play, and it is caught. And a sacrifice fly throw home is not in time. It was right on the edge of the grass. Anschutz made the catch. Bandel goes to third, but an RBI is in, so that is a sacrifice and an RBI. So two outs. And Bandel at third, And here's Danny Lee with a monster two-run home run in her first at-bat and a 5-0 lead for the defending champs. See what Armstrong does here. Throws it up and in, a little bit off speed, and it's one ball and no strike. The home run for Lee in the first, her 16th of the year, RBIs 53 and 54. Next pitch low in the dirt, gets to the backstop, and not even a chance to get Vandell as she skirts in from home, and it's 6-0. So just like that, three more runs across in the inning. Now nobody on, and two outs. One ball, no strikes here on Danny Lee. The pitch. And it dribbles in there, and it's low. Two balls and no strikes. Batting from the right side, the pitch. It is high. And correction, that was ball four. Well, that's not a bad way to do it. If you're pitching to Danny Lee, you're better off maybe just putting her on. Here's Marissa Carey, grounded out to short in their first at-bat. Batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 19. 6-0 Bulldogs here in the home second. Lee takes off. Here's the throw to second, and the throw was on target but not in time. So Lee with a stolen base, and she's in scoring position with two outs. Pitch was low to Carey, 1-0. As Armstrong looks at the wristband and tries to figure out how to get this third and final out of the second. Ground ball left side, and shoots, fielding, firing, and in time for the out. So three more runs come across for the defending champs, and they double it up. 6-0 our score. We head to the third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
McLeod softball here in Pratt, powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Brandon Sadman and Neil Weiland here on CARE 93.7. A 6-0 McLeod lead here in the first round of the state tournaments against Pratt Skyline as we hit the third inning of play. And the first pitch, a bunt attempt by Grace Hoffman, and she pulls it back, but it's in there for a strike. Danny Lee is face six, retired six, and struck out six. Swing and a miss, makes it 0-2. Pitch was a high fastball. So McLeod, they score three in the first and add three in the second. Going for strikeout number seven, and just a touch outside, makes it one ball and two strikes. Hoffman will be followed by Hansen and then Walker, 7-8-9 in the T-Birds order. Sun peeking out here, breeze towards left center. A foul ball straight back into the net, makes it 1-2. Head coach Ballard Patterson looking for career win number 340 here today. He's got an 88% win percentage in his career, 339-46. Impressive stuff. For Ballard Patterson, there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Hoffman. Seven strikeouts for Danny Lee. Here's Caitlin Hansen, the senior second baseman. Great experience for this Skyline roster. Again, just two seniors on the roster and just one in the lineup here today against this defending champion McLeod Bulldogs lineup. There's a swing and a miss by Hansen, and it is 0-1. Hansen at second base defensively. Hansen a 167 batting average this season. No balls, one strike. Pitch by Lee. in there for a strike called, and it's quickly 0-2. The bottom of the brackets will be the 2-7 matchup with Dexter and St. Mary's Colgan, and then Onega and Central Heights in the final game here of the quarterfinals around 5 o'clock. Of course, Onega, you can hear that broadcast on our sister station. That'll be 92.1 KMZA. Foul ball there by Hansen. Still no balls and two strikes. One out, nobody on here in the top of the third inning. A 6-0 Bulldogs lead. Pitch by Lee. Swing and a miss. Two up, two down, two more strikeouts. Make it 8-8. It is impressive stuff for Danny Lee once again here in this one. Here's number 9 in the order, sophomore first baseman Peyton Walker. This is a McLeod team since the start of 2022, has a record of 67-6, which includes 51 wins in their last 53 games. Their only two losses here this year, they were swept at Rossville. Rossville, the defending 3A champions. Here's the 0-1. Foul ball to the right side, out of play. And quickly, no balls and two strikes here on Walker. So trying to set him up and set him down with strikeouts through the first 9. Lee taking her time, foot on the rubber, sets, lifts, and fires. And a ground ball is put in play, but a grounder to the right side. Sabelka makes it easy, so she can't strike out the first 9. 8-9, though, not too bad, but another perfect inning for Danny Lee. To the bottom of the third we go, all Bulldogs, a 6-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Leanna Patz, Leanna Larson, and Elizabeth Sabelka due up here for McLeod Bulldogs. And two balls now and one strike here on Patz. Flew out to left field in her first at bat. 6-0, the Bulldogs lead it here in the bottom of the third inning. On Care 93.7, quarterfinal matchup number 1. At the 2-1A state tournament, there's a foul ball by Patz back into the netting, and it's 2-2. McLeod scored 3 in the first, highlighted by a 2-run home run from Danny Lee, and then they got 3 more in the second. RBIs by Crescenta Bandel and Summer Wyatt, and now this one is absolutely belted to deep left field, and that baby is gone! Leanna Patz, the senior catcher, clearing the fence in left field, and just like that, it is 7-0. Second home run of the game for the Bulldogs, and 4. Leanna Patz, the senior catcher. That is her third home run of the season. And it's RBI number 30. Incredible feat of offense here through the first 2 and change in this matchup against the T-Birds. Here is Leanna Larson, grounded out to second. In her first at bat, it was 71 degrees here in Pratt at first pitch. Overcast skies, but clearing up just a touch. And Armstrong's first pitch to Larson is fouled away down the left field line, and it's 0-1. Eighty-eighth plate appearance this season for Larson. 3.53 is the batting average. Now gets quick conversation with head coach Ballard Patterson down the third base line. Hey, McLeod 25-2 on the year. Last year when they won the state championship, they had a perfect 26-0 season. Pitch by Armstrong off speed, a little bit outside, and it's one ball and one strike. So Leanna Pax leading off this inning with a home run, clearing the fence in left field to make it 7-0. Here's a 1-1 to Larson, and it's fouled straight back. And one ball and two strikes. Sabelka on deck, and Abby Pats after that. The middle infield is playing closer to the corner spot, so the middle of the infield is wide open. Larson, a good eye. Pitch was outside. Two balls and two strikes. So any shot up the middle is going to be a hit. The next pitch low and inside, and it's three balls and two strikes. Nobody out and nobody on. One in this inning. Next pitch low and inside. Ball four. Good at bat for Leanna Larson. That is a walk she takes first, and here's Elizabeth Sabelka, the senior first baseman, a double and a run scored in her first at-bat. She was probably 5 feet away from clearing the fence in right center. She puts down a bunt, but it goes foul, and it's no balls and one strike. Corner infield is in. Reyes at third, Walker at first. Bulldogs have scored in every inning. They have a 7-0 lead here in the quarterfinals. Bottom of the third. Another bunt put down. Beautifully done. Reyes fields. Looks at second. Now makes the play at first for the out. Larson gets to second base. Good play by Reyes for out number one. So one out, and the runner at second is Larson. Here's Abby Pats. Had a bunt single and a run scored in the second. Bats from the left side, closed on her stance, puts down a bunt beautifully towards the pitcher, and Armstrong play is not in time. And now nobody is covering second base, and confusion by the infield, and everybody is safe. Larson to third, and Abby Pats again with her second bunt single. And here's Charlie Coffin, who popped out to short in her first at bat. A base hit could score two. Still only one out in the inning. 7-0, the Bulldogs leading. Armstrong checks the wristband and fires with the right. It's slapped to the left side, but foul. And it's no balls and one strike. Larson at third, Pats the runner at second. Coffin, number 9 in the order, a sophomore. 0-for-1 on the game today. And batting from the left side. Pitch by Armstrong is hit shallow left center field, and it drops in for a hit. And it kicks away, and now the runner from second and Pats is going to be waved in, and everybody is in, and two more across, and it's now 9-0. Two RBIs for Coffin. A single, and then gets to second base on the throw in. So the route continues here for the Bulldogs. They have scored three in each of the first three. The lead is 9-0. Now a first pitch swinging for Bandel, and she hits it out into left field for a hit. Here comes Coffin around second. She scores standing up, and it's 10-0. Bandel 3-for-3, three singles and two RBIs. And here's Summer Wyatt. Had a sacrifice fly in her first at bat, also has a run scored. Reached on an error in her first at bat. Bandel at first. Takes off looking for stolen base number 70, and the throw is not in time. 70 stolen bases on the season for Crescendo Bandel, the All-State selection from a year ago. What a dominant game here in the quarterfinals by the defending champs. 10-0, still batting in the third. Armstrong a little bit low and inside on that pitch. Two balls and no strikes here to Wyatt. The run for McLeod last year featured wins over Hillsboro, El Saline, and then St. Mary's in the title game. Next pitch, low and inside. Bandel thought about taking off. Bud goes back to second base. Again, 70 stolen bases this season. That is incredible stuff. Or the junior shortstop standing at second. 3-0 is in there, called strike, and she just dances between second and third. There's just nothing you can do if you're Pratt Skyline right now. 71 stolen bases. Now here comes a meeting on the hill. It'll be 3 balls and 1 strike here coming up on Wyatt. And we may have a pitching change, and it looks like we will. So Armstrong is done. And that will take us to a timeout. It's all McLeod here in the home third, still batting for a cross. They lead it 10-0. We're back right after this.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their Peanut Butter Puppy Chow Blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new Summer Blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Well, a new pitcher for the Thunderbirds. It's going to be Corey Anschutz, who moves in from shortstop. Reyes moves from third to short. Spies is now playing at third base. So defensive changes as it's all McLeod here in the bottom of the third inning. They continue to bat. They have scored 4 in this frame. It's a 3-1 count here on Summer Wyatt. Crescendo Bandel at third base. Bulldogs have a swag to them right now, and it is tough. If you're the T-Birds, they just have zero answer for any aspect in this game. And now Anschutz has to step in with a 3-1 count here on a very dangerous Summer Wyatt. And a ground ball left side fielded by Spies. Throw to first is in time, but the run is in. That is a really good play defensively by Spies, but a productive at-bat for Wyatt as she drives in her second. And there's 2 outs. And the dangerous Danny Lee, 2-run home run in the first, a walk in the second. She also stole a base. But now the bases are empty with 2 outs. 5 have scored in the inning, and it's 11-0. First pitch was low and outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Pitch by Anschutz is absolutely ropes again. Did she do it again? You better believe it. Just like that, she points to the sky. Home run number 2. McLeod has hit their 3rd jack in the game. And just like that, it is 12-0. My goodness. This one had a little bit more of a line drive effect compared to that monster moonshot in the first. It all equals the same. And it's now 12-0. Well, if you want to take a positive, if you're the Thunderbirds there, there was nobody on base, so it was only a solo shot. 6 have scored in the inning, and it's 12-0, and now batting is Marissa Carey with nobody on and 2 outs. She is 0-for-2, couple of ground outs. Bulldogs have officially batted around here in the third. Pitch to Carey by Anschutz is low. It's going to be a called strike. Both ground outs by Carey to shortstop. That is where Reyes is playing right now. Spies at third. There's a check swing. Ball was clipped on the outside corner, and it's quickly 0-2. So Danny Lee, 2 home runs in the game. She has driven in 3, and now a 2-strike swing, and it's hit out to right field for a base hit. So Carey gets her first hit of the game, a single to right, and the inning continues with Leanna Pat. who led off this inning with a home run. Leanna Pat hit a solo home run to begin this inning. And she is back up with another opportunity here. Takes a pitch low and inside, gets away, and no throw to second base as Carey takes it without a throw. Well, and it rains, it pours for the T-Birds here in this one. A 12-0 defending champs lead. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Anschutz. And it's one ball and one strike here on Leanna Pat. Pat flew out to left in her first at bat. Her third at bat here in as many innings. Check swing, pitch was high, and it's two balls and one strike. Runner at second base is Carey with two down. 10th batter to come up here in the inning for the Bulldogs. They have scored six. And they lead it 12-0. Next pitch low and inside, kicks away, another wild pitch, and Carey takes third. So Carey at third, and the count now 3-1 with Leanna Larson due up next. That pitch is low and in the dirt, gets to the backstop, and trotting in from third is Carey without any issues, and it's now 13-0. So three straight wild pitches, well, not straight, but back-to-back wild pitches, getting Carey from second to third and third to home. Now Pat's at first base on the walk. Here's Larson, who walked in her last at bat. Also has a ground out. Now another wild pitch low and inside. And they actually say it clipped Larson, so she's hit by the pitch. So now here is Sabelka. So Leanna Pat's at second base. Leanna Larson at first. And McLeod continues to bat here in the home third. Sabelka, a double and a run scored in the second. She is also grounded out. There's a pitch right down the middle taken for strike number one. Dominant display by the Bulldogs here in the quarterfinals. They have a 13-0 lead. They have scored seven in this frame, and they're still batting around. There's a pitch that's low. Good block there by Eubank, the catcher. And it's two balls and one strike. Well, there's two runners on. If these two runners score, the game will be over via the run rule. Next pitch is sliced to the right side. This could be trouble. It's going to get to the fence. One run is in. Two runs are in. Extra bases and two RBIs, and it's a run rule victory for McLeod. That's the ball game. How about a 9th spot in the third, and it's a 15-0 win for the defending champs. That is quick work. And the 8-seed Thunderbirds are going home. What a dominant effort here by McLeod in game number one. They didn't take long. They win it 15-0 in three innings. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 commercial in Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call AllPro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. AllPro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Coverage of McLeod softball here at the state tournament, powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Well, how about a 40-minute, 3-inning, 15-0 win for the defending champs? They knock out Pratt Skyline here in the opening round. Again, 15-0 the final score. Thunderbirds will end their season with a record of 10-14. And another win for McLeod. They improved to 26-2. Just absolutely dominant from the jump. Danny Lee facing 9, striking out 9, giving up no hits. And then offensively, it got going early as McLeod in the first inning scored 3 runs on 2 hits. It was highlighted by Danny Lee's 2-run home run. They would add 3 more in the second inning. They got RBIs from Crescendo Bandel and Summer Wyatt, and then they put it away with 9 runs in the third inning on 7 hits. It was ended on a 2-RBI double by Elizabeth Sabelka, but they also got another home run in the inning from Danny Lee. And then also going yard was senior catcher Leanna Patz. So they send 12 to the plate, scoring 9 in the third, and they end it in grand fashion as the defending champs are now 2 wins away from winning their second consecutive title. But they get it done quickly here in game number 1, 40 minutes on that game time, as it was impressive work once again. Again, got to thank our sponsor here for McLeod softball. It is Giant Communications. Again, 1 month of free symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Call 785-362-9331 to learn more. So, we do not know the opponent for McLeod tomorrow in the semifinals, but that'll be another 11 a.m. start time right here at the ballpark in Pratt. The next game coming up is the 4-5 matchup with Inman, who is 17-4, taking on the 5-seed in Thomas More Prep, who has a record of 21-8. So the winner of that game gets the Bulldogs at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then if McLeod wins, they'll play in the title game at 5. If they lose, then they would play in the consolation final, which will be at 3 o'clock. Regardless, we will have it for you all right here on CARE 93.7 FM. Don't forget, the Onega softball team will have their first-round game. It's the last one of the day. That's at 5 o'clock here in Pratt. That'll be on our sister station, KMZA 92.1 FM. Again, around 5 o'clock for that start time. They take on Central Heights. Onega, the 3-seed, and Central Heights, the 6-seed in that matchup. So, again, stay tuned for that ball game later on tonight. Again, on our sister station, 92.1 FM, KMZA. Final tallies in this one. Quick 40-minute work for the McLeod Bulldogs. 15 runs, 12 hits. They left 2 on base. Zeros across the board for Pratt Skyline. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on base. 2 home runs in the game for Danny Lee. A home run in the game for Leanna Patz. Danny Lee also facing 9, striking out 8. Dominant work for the now 26-2 McLeod Bulldogs. Well, that's going to do it for us here. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. as McLeod, again, now just 2 wins away from a repeat state championship. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you later on here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.